Okay.
My thoughts on Siddhartha and Indian Tale by Hermann Hesse. So, it begins with Siddhartha telling his father that he will become a Samana. He becomes a Samana, masters all of their techniques, and then goes on to seek the Buddha. After finding the Buddha, he learns that enlightenment can't be taught, and he would have to reach enlightenment by himself. And upon finding that out, he becomes present in his own life, and has a prophetic dream that he would fall in love, and then, or seeks lust because he wanted to be with a woman. He rejected the first woman he came across to find Kamala, a beautiful woman. Then he compares people, loses himself in the people that he finds childlike, but he's like also envious of these childlike people because they can love, and like what he has with Kamala has been like lust. He eventually has another prophetic dream and runs away to a ferryman who helped him cross a river earlier in his journey after, and they reunite, which was actually kind of cool because the ferryman said, "Oh, we'll meet again," and which they did. And then he works with the ferryman, learning from the river, learning from the world around him. And the entire time he has this like friend that like he splits ways with after meeting the Buddha. Then he meets again after he has the prophetic dream and runs away from the childlike people who could love, which he's envious about. And then he reunites with his lusty counterpart teacher, and they're really but she's like dying from a snake bite because she was going to go see the Buddha before he died, which is kind of ironic because like she ended up dying. And then she leaves their son with him, and then the son runs away because he as a parent couldn't provide the environment that a person needs. Like, you need to be with like other people your age, and he wasn't providing that, so the son like ran away, and he wasn't like used to their lifestyle because his mother was rich, and he like, and that's the life like he provided for the mother for a long time. But eventually he realized that wasn't his life that he was supposed to live. And then at the end he reunites with his friend, and that was the end of the story. And the whole story was just like how everything was just like made for each other, how ultimately we're just progressing into being this enlightened Buddha, that we're all just one being undergoing constant transformation, and it's his journey is just, or any enlightenment journey is about breaking those walls down and seeing that we're no different from one another, and that ultimately we're all going to be one another.